Hello everyone, I'm Linda Vu and you're listening to a podcast from the Spitzer Science Center, located at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, California. Today we are going to discuss astronomy's ultimate question, where did galaxies come from? If you've ever caught yourself asking this question and haven't come up with an answer, don't be alarmed, you are not alone. This is a question that astronomers have been pondering for decades. In fact, the Spitzer Space Telescope has dedicated a lot of observing time toward finding an answer. The Spitzer Wide Area Infrared Extragalactic Legacy Project, or SWIRE for short, is providing important data to help astronomers answer this question. With us today is Dr. Tom Jarrett from the Spitzer Science Center. Tom is a member of the SWIRE team and is going to discuss how a local galaxy, nicknamed the Tadpole, might shed some light on this ultimate question. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, Linda.
Tom, what exactly is the Tadpole Galaxy?
Well, the Tadpole is a great cosmic train wreck. It's where two galaxies have collided with each other. And as they move through each other, the arms have been distorted and warped into this great shape that looks like a big tadpole in space. It's fantastic. That's the Tadpole, and it's located some 400 million light years from Earth.
And why is it interesting?
Well, these types of galactic mergers, as we sometimes call them, are very rare in the nearby universe. That is the universe that's near us. They're rare. But in the more distant universe, when the universe was younger, we think that this sort of phenomenon where galaxies are crashing into each other was much more common.
What excites you most about Spitzer's observation of the Tadpole?
The infrared observations seem to be showing something that's quite amazing. If you look at the Tadpole's disks, you will see a ring of star formation. You can only see this in the infrared. It's completely masked in the optical, in the visual wavelengths. This ring is an indicator that the collision itself was of a type that's very rare in the universe, called the collisional ring or dynamical ringed collision. And that's where, when the galaxies collide, they have a nearly head-on collision. That is, the nuclei are passing very close to each other. And as they do that, a shock wave expands outward from the nucleus, expands outward into the interstellar medium of the galaxy. And as it does that, it compresses the gas, and the gas collapses and forms massive stars. The stars light up and heat up the dust, and we see that in the infrared. So when we look at the Spitzer images of the Tadpole, we see this beautiful ring of star formation that we believe is an example of one of these very rare collision ring systems.
And why is it important?
The Tadpole is just this beautiful, amazing, fantastic, and yet bizarre object. It's undergoing this interaction with another galaxy. It's colliding with it. And over time, the galaxy will turn into something completely new and different. And this is exactly what's going to happen with our own galaxy, the Milky Way. The Milky Way is now on a collision course with its sister galaxy, the Andromeda Galaxy, M31. And someday, it'll undergo an interaction probably very similar to what's happening with the Tadpole. And so when I look at the Tadpole, I'm thinking also of not just the distant past, but also of the future of the Milky Way.
And how is the Tadpole going to help us understand where galaxies came from?
You can think of the Tadpole as being in a stage of its life. And when we look at it, we're looking at it in a blink of an eye of the lifetime of a galaxy. And that's the way astronomers work, is that we take snapshots in time. The best analogy that I could give you would be something like this. Imagine that you're an extraterrestrial, you're ET. And you want to study humans. And so you come down to Earth, and you buy a digital camera, and you walk over to an amusement park. You start taking snapshots of all different kinds of humanoids of different sizes and shapes. You might see something that looks very small, and you take a picture of this little human. And you might take a picture of these half-sized humans, and then full-sized things. And you might notice some people that look to be bent over, they're full-size, but they move slower. And so you shoot snapshots of everyone. And then you go back to your lab, and you look at the pictures, and you see patterns. you might figure out that the small little humans, that they're the young humans, they're the babies. So you put them in that particular order on your table, and you move on to the sort of half-sized things, and you come to the adults, and you decide that you figured out how aging works, based on sort of their skin complexion and other sorts of things you see in the pictures. And then you might come to the older humans that you've determined are mature because of sort of their morphology, if you will, what they look like, how they're bent over, how they seem to have aged. And that's exactly what astronomers do. We take pictures. Esquire has taken a lot of pictures with Spitzer and a big chunk of space where we see millions of galaxies. These are galaxies that are in all different stages of their lives. Galaxies that are young, that are babies. You're seeing galaxies that have grown to be teenager-like. You've seen galaxies that are adult and mature, and you've seen old galaxies that are nearing the ends of their lives. And so the tadpole itself is one stage of this big evolution of the galaxy life cycle. But it's a very interesting stage because two galaxies have come together and they've collided. It's as if we go back to the human analogy, it's as if two humans have come together and through some process have created a whole new galaxy. It takes time. It takes millions of years, 100 million years for this to happen. But slowly it will change and evolve into something that's completely different.
So it's like a picture of marriage at an amusement park?
Yes, the tadpole has drawn into a marriage of a sort, and that will create something totally new.
Are there any other results from Swire that we should be expecting anytime soon?
Well, let me answer that by telling you what Swire is really all about. Swire was designed to achieve two primary goals. The first goal was to map a large region of the sky. And in that large region, millions of galaxies were collected. And the second goal is to use those millions of galaxies of all different types to construct the life cycle of galaxies, to study their evolution. So what you'll be seeing in the near future are results coming from these senses of the galaxy populations, of their evolution. In particular, we want to learn about the galaxies that are undergoing active star formation in the distant universe when they are fully covered with dust and fully masked from our visual wavelengths, but which Spitzer can see in beautiful detail.
You've been listening to Dr. Tom Jarrett of the Spitzer Science Center. To see a picture of the Tadpole Galaxy, read more about the Esquire Legacy Team, or learn more about NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope, please visit our website at www.spitzer.caltech.edu. Thanks for listening.